Okay, so I'm joined here, I'm actually in the home of Sydney trumpeter Louise Hallwood. And Louise, you were involved in the most recent MCA art event. What was it called?
Art Bar. Happens 4 times a year.
So can you tell me about the Art Bar?
They get different curators to put on. It's not only a night, it sort of feels like you're in a piece of art for the night. So they create this experience for a few hours in the MCA, and you get to really experience the MCA.
So is there live performances going on, different musical groups?
Performance art, there was different lighting. You could take champagne around while you're walking around the galleries. There was a choir the night that we were there, several choirs actually. Backstage there was somebody getting painted in body paint. It was incredible. Yeah. It was an incredible experience.
So who were you playing there that night with, Louise?
Well, it was a brass quintet comprised of tuba, trombone, French horn and 2 trumpets. Yeah, which is really nice for me because it's been a while since I've been able to perform with a brass quintet, traditional brass quintet.
Yeah, absolutely. And how did you become involved in this event?
I just got a really lovely email one day from this lovely guy, James Brennan. He just introduced himself as the co-curator of the After Hours Entertainment at Mona Foma. So he contacted us and it was really nice because in the beginning he just had a sort of slight idea of what he wanted and then we had to sort of tease it out. And
did he contact all of the musicians individually or did you all suggest people?
He contacted Heather Prowse and I, so we're both trumpet players. And it was really nice actually because at first I thought he was contacting us individually to see what we could bring to the table, but then he said, actually, why don't you just work together? So the brief was, at sea in our moral political fuckstorm, we look for guidance. So it's inspired by the Oracle of Delphi, a priestess who breathed vapours, smoking tongues and delivered fierce female wisdom.
Yeah, it's that Greek mythology.
It's definitely a strong female element, so all female choirs, one of the choirs was singing melody to the misogyny speech by Julia Gillard. So that was a very exciting sound, I think, to be a part of. Yeah, and everyone was very dressed up in gothic attire. So that was really fun to also go and source some outfits that we don't normally get to. It was a bit different to wearing out all traditional concert blacks. Yeah, so daggy. So we got to really just, he was just like, if there's anything you've ever wanted to wear or something you want to try, just do that. So it was really fun.
Brilliant.
it was really, really fun. We ended up having this really nice chat about what James was trying to convey. So the first piece was sort of supposed to be a little bit doom and gloom. The second piece was supposed to be uplifting and there was a bit of activity by other artists in between our pieces. But the nicest part, I think, for us was improvising on this particular piece that James had in mind. So, and that was the little soundscape that he gave to me as an idea of what he wanted on the night.
So it was a collaborative process with him with the other musicians.
Yeah, it really was. The improvisation part was especially fun because we ended up with a mixture of musicians who, it was like probably 3 of us who were quite familiar with improvisation and the other 2 were classical musicians and hadn't had as much experience. So it was really nice to be able to, we got our first piece of music and we said, okay, well, the French hornist and tuba player, we said, you can play notes from that piece of music and then we'll go around you. So we were all improvising to a level that we were all comfortable with, which was really nice.
Yeah, fantastic.
And there was a bit of a drone aspect to it because James had played us this really amazing clip of music which had this, I don't know, it's like when you hear a cruise ship leaving circular key. That kind of vibe. We tried to incorporate all of those sounds into it and we were in separate galleries while we were doing that.
Oh, so you weren't even in the same space to communicate.
We couldn't
as
see
musicians.
Each other.
What was the repertoire that you did?
The first piece was a piece by Awazin called Frostfire and it was movement 2 and the title of the movement was called Gentle and Mysterious. Yeah, it was really beautiful. We really enjoyed rehearsing together. And then the second piece was by Ewald, and he's a Russian composer. Both of these composers are well known for brass quintet repertoire in particular. And our French hornist, Alex Orcher, she's the one who made those suggestions. He had really good knowledge. Whereas my experience of playing in brass quintets was mostly in the army band. I feel like I've never really played any serious, legit repertoire that was specifically written for brass quintet. So it was really amazing.
Yeah, so it was all
20th century written. Yeah. So a lot of dissidents. I don't know, it's like a little journey, I suppose, these pieces, because they're all part, like the movements we chose were part of wider works, and yeah, just the harmony in them were beautiful.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks so much, Louise.
No problem. It was really nice to talk to you.